Hey guys, it's me, Matt, my boy. So for the episode you're about to listen to, I had a lot of fun doing. Because Rex was not able to join me, he commanded me to do a live gameplay episode, because that's kind of going to be our go-to thing. Instead of our reviewing a game, we're just going to do our live gameplay. And so, as it is a cold winter day, I have nothing to do. What I'm going to be doing today is, in this episode, because this is after I recorded it. What's going to be happening is I'm going to be doing a classic Doors challenge. And that's the Doors No Hiding challenge. Now, I promise you guys, I'm better than I seem in this episode. I don't know why I didn't get very far. And you guys will actually see why I didn't get very far. We had some very weird runs, and I think it was a lot of fun for me to listen to, and I hope you guys enjoy yourself. So without further ado, let's just get right into, today's episode. But before we do that, I just want to say, a quick shout out to Purple Wolf Liver, I believe, on Apple Podcast. And they left a really nice review, made my day. And also, yes, we are going to confirm Joella will be on the podcast as much as we can get him on. It was an absolute blast recording with him. And it seems like you guys have really, really enjoyed having him on there. So I'll be sure to tell him that. And I hope you guys enjoy today's episode and episodes to come. So without further ado, here is Doors, the epic challenge, no hiding. Okay, everybody, I'm going to be joining a server. Real quick, we're going to look at Doors' stats. So they are currently at 33.1k. That is really cool. And they are also at 4.4 billion visits. That is a lot of people. And let's see. 3.4 million upvotes. 93% said that they like this game, which I'm very happy. Rex, listen to this episode and feel pain. Doors is surpassing currently. They have more active than Jailbreak, more than Super Bomb Survival, Outlaster, and Arsenal. Feel the pain. Doors is the king. Alright, so now I'm gonna join a server. My volume is up, so that way you guys will be able to hear the gameplay. Audio isn't gonna... Well, I actually take that back. Audio is gonna be pretty important here. So I'll just hop in the elevator for one. Me with my 14 deaths and rock bottom badge, but we're probably gonna get, a lot more deaths today because it's the no hiding challenge. So, no hiding challenge. What are the essentials I need to be able to do this? Number one, I'm gonna need, lockpicks. Well, actually, no. We are just going to do vitamins. I'm going to hope we get pretty far on this run. Not going to be a super long episode for today. We're not going to take my candle out of the rift. So that's not really going to be helpful. Alright. Let me just check my graphics. Alright, we turn graphics all the way up. I'm gonna turn down that a bit because the rain is just gonna get really annoying. So, yeah. Okay. So, places where we can hide. We can hide on cutoff hallways, inside rooms. Basically, because Rush uses ray casting to attack, anywhere where he can't see us is a safe place. So, like down hallways and stuff, as long as he can see you, he can get you. As well as when you're playing multiplayer, if there are other players out in the open, he can only go to one area. And so if you're all by yourself and there's a big clump of people who haven't hidden, it's most likely that Rush is gonna go for them and you'll be okay. That is, of course, if you are far enough off course from Rush. Another place we can hide is dupe doors, as well as those little side rooms that often contain chests or sometimes drawers. I'm not collecting any coins because I know these are just going to be, you know, quick and snappy. We're just going to hop around, basically. So, next door is door 11. For no hiding, you basically want to scout out your rooms. Okay, there we go. Our first rush, we're going to see... Oh, I was not in the right place, guys. That is 100 knobs wasted. Which, you know, that is pretty disappointing. I was very close to getting inside that door. On the side of that area. Which, who knows, maybe that would not have worked. I'm not gonna get any vitamins, because I know at this point, yeah, no, just no. Gotta grab the key, say hello to the rift. The rift is really cool. One of my favorite parts of the game. Not because of its function, but more about its lore. The way that it connects dimensions, time, and space. So recently in my doors runs, I witnessed something that I did not know even existed. It was a really cool rune generation. Of course, around 60, where everything is ruined and beat up. I actually found a broken window that had been patched up, and I thought that was really cool. I was like, why not share it with the audience? I know that's like, wow, so cool, but it really was really cool to me. It was amazing. Just seeing like the windows broken, because we always see them like intact, but to see them like broken, I don't know, was just so different. It's kind of crazy. Okay, so we have a candle. We are at door 10. We have a nice hiding spot over here. We're going to open this chest. It gives us a couple coins. I'm ignoring that because Screech is not real. And then up here we have a door. Okay. Alright, door 12. It's a dark room. So that means most likely... Oh. Dang, dude. That is very unfortunate. So it's a dark basement room. So, that's just great. I'm just gonna use my candle as a light source. It's also gonna warn me against Screech, so you know that's always nice. Yeah, why not? So we can crawl into here. Are you kidding me? Of all the times to have it not be on the walls. There it is. It's usually through the vents, and I was just like, yeah, let's just go through the vents, even though I don't normally do that. Okay, so, we're gonna get ourselves duped. 3, 2, 1. All right, perfect. The dupe glitched, worked its charm. So, basically, walked up to dupe. We could have ran forward, which, yes, this room was a locked room. If we had a little side area, we would have been fine. Maybe. But I do like the dupe one because it seems a lot more impressive. We can withstand another dupe attack. Because I just got a band-aid, so normally I could not, but with that power I can. Okay, just looking for the key over here. The rain is very loud. I have the key now. I'm walking into door 15. Really, guys, if you have not played Doors, please play it. It is an amazing game. It's awesome. It's an... Whoa. That was a fake rush spawn or something. Anyway. It's really fun. Trial and error. Personally, that's my kind of game. I have been taking quite a large break off of Roblox recently and doing stuff just on other consoles, really. I've been doing a lot of Minecraft, and also been doing a lot of Jurassic World Evolution, and some Switch games as well. So Roblox has not really been my main priority recently. Also, quick little announcement. RCM announced that, sorry, they haven't been able to create a game recently. The problem was, let's hope this works, guys. The problem was that he had school, you know, like Okay, I survived, everyone, by hiding in my little corner. We're gonna use our lighter, because why not? Here is, Screech. Okay, you don't care. And that's right, there was another dark room in a row, which is very annoying. There we go. Okay. Whoa. Okay, we're good. No, you're kidding me. Oh, you're kidding me. Dude. Ambush. And I survived. If it would have been rush, I would have, So, that's door 27. Yeah, I'm gonna turn down the volume real quick. So, let me tell you basically what happened. So, I was in one of those rooms where it cuts off to the side, if you know that kind of room. And, so, you have, like, the main hallway, door boarded up, and then there's a little side hallway into, like, a darkish area. And then you're into the next room, right? So, I start to hear the terrible scream of Ambush, and I go... Oh no, oh no, 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 no. This is so not fair, right? And so here's what I decide to do. He's right there. I am completely panicking, so here's what I go off into this little side corner. I risk everything, and I get up to this little pot. And so I'm in between the pot and the wardrobe, and there's a tree inside, and trees have good luck. But because, of course, Ambush uses recasting, and he came backwards, like, he comes to the next door, goes back, and because of that, he was able to see me, but I would have survived if that would have been rush. That is a good thing to note. I don't know whether or not, like, their sight radius is different. Russian ambush, but yeah, that is kind of sad, but that was a good experience. So I think we're gonna do like one or two more runs. That run, we made it fairly far considering that we got ambushed on door 27. I'm betting we would have made it farther. Volume back up now that I hit play again. If you guys haven't done this, and I know this is a really weird observation, when you're in the elevator, look up at the roof, because it's really weird. I'm not going insane. It's, I don't even know. Okay, so here's something interesting. I'm looking at the rift here, and, I noticed the rift is actually 3D. And then, I also noticed something really weird. So, the rift has, like, the jagged edges and everything, right? But when I turn around, here's what I see. I see the shadows of those jagged edges, which look like they're light. But apparently they're not. It's really weird. So, is it a solid material? I always assumed it was a form of guiding light. Maybe it's, like, a solid form of guiding light. Who knows? That was really interesting. I know I'm kind of nerding out about doors, and I probably would have done another game, but this is what Rex told me to do. It was this or a Rainbow Friends challenge, and I decided a Rainbow Friends private server challenge would be a lot better with friends, so stay tuned. That is probably going to be coming out. And as far as having the classic episodes in which, you know, it's reviewing the game, like all of our original episodes were, we are going to be intermingling those, so we're going to try and keep the amount even, maybe do something like once a week, we do both 1 week, or maybe we alternate, like live gameplay 1 week, but as you saw last week, you know, crazy stuff can happen. Games update when you least expect it. And if you guys heard, that was Eyes right there. And so, games will often update when you least expect it. So, what I'm saying is, we may, if Doors comes out with a Floor 2 or Floor 3, as I mentioned in our, the Blocks Talk year in review, which go ahead and listen to that episode. It's really fun. First rush. I don't know if we're gonna make it, guys. Oh man, I was so close, guys. That was kind of stupid. This game is stupid. Okay. I mean, I guess I did kind of set myself up for that. I'm doing no hiding challenge, everybody. Okay, so, anyways, where were we? We do want to keep doing the classic episodes because we want to give you something different than YouTube, if that makes sense, like, YouTubers, YouTubers are really fun to watch, guys, but, as I hope you guys know, it's important to, stay off of screens, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, like, it's important to have times when you're not on the screen, gaming and stuff, and so, we don't want to become, you know, that podcast that only does, only ends up doing live gameplay, right? Because you could just watch YouTube, right? And I get it, like, live gameplay episodes are fun, and they're fun for us especially because it kind of gives us an excuse to play Roblox, but also it's kind of nice when your parents are telling you, like, be off of the screen. And I know we have, like, a lot of Alexa listeners, and so you could just say, like, Alexa, play the Blox Talks Roblox Review podcast on Spotify, or on Apple Podcasts. Whatever you have, whatever you do, you do that, right? And we do want to stick to our original vision, which is reviewing games, because I know that that is a very rare thing that Roblox podcasts do anymore. It's just not common. Okay, perfect room to hide in. And, of course, I'm going to hide by a magical plant, because plants are awesome. It is somewhat annoying in this room. It's a one of the locked office rooms, if you know what I'm talking about. Looking for the key, I always find is kind of the worst part about these rooms. Because you always get distracted, because they almost always have loot in them. And so you often get distracted, and then you walk up to the door and you're like, oh yeah, there was a key. Stupid screech. Okay. So, yeah, we're just gonna try and balance out those episodes. If you are on Apple Podcasts, I know you guys on Alexa can't do this, or if you're on Spotify, I'll leave an answer in Q&A or put it in a rating. Which episodes do you like better? Do you like our live gameplay episodes? Do you like our review episodes? Or even, what episodes do you think we should do? Is there something else you would want to see us do? Maybe you do like a really long marathon episode in which we designed a simple game. Whatever you guys think, go ahead and put it in your review. If you guys want to do that, or you know, you can join our group on Roblox. The group, we do make some announcements on there. We have had, I really want to hide there. Okay, anyway. Are you kidding me? The rush jump scare, it never gets old, guys. Never. I just noticed, settings tab is missing on here for some reason. Whenever this happens, find a hiding spot. Dude, I'm doing the no hiding challenge. You can't tell me to do that. Okay, there is my settings tab. Okay. Toggle crouch. Reduce motion. I actually don't know what a lot of these settings will do. And so, I'm thinking about, finding what those do and using them. You know, I often do click past this intro. The game contains flashing lights, loud noises, and jump scares. This game is not for the faint of heart. That is very true. This game depends on audio cues, sometimes directional. It is heavily recommended that you play with headphones. I would play with headphones, but I have a podcast. This game is in alpha. Many things are subject to change, and some things may break. Cheers, cough, cough. Cool. And also, you guys, go ahead and tell us, would you want to see... Oh yeah, guys, fun little fact here. By this door, if you stand by it, you can hear the, I think it's the FNAF 3 Ambience, if I remember correctly. Never played those games, but yeah. And then here we got Window. So anyway, please tell us, you guys, if you would like to see me and Rex take on the great, the one and, ooh, cool. Anyway, the one and only, oh, what is this? I saw someone with, like, a Think Noodle skin and, like, Bacon Girl hair on. Anyway, if you want to see us do the Tower Heroes Doors event, yes, it's still up, I believe. If you want to see us try and get those badges, just tell us. We are always open to suggestions. As I've said before, we never really have set plans for anything to do whatsoever. So, it's always fun. Getting suggestions from you guys. So yeah. Yeah. Now I guess it is time to end today's episode. Well guys, as you heard, that is a wrap for today's episode. So of course, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a 5 stars. On whatever platform you are listening on, or if you're doing it on a website, that's fine. You know, you can follow us. Yeah. So, as I said, that is it for today's episode. Our live gameplay of Doors No Hiding. If you guys enjoyed that whatsoever, you know, just tell us, in your reviews or in your answers to the Q&A, tell us if you guys would like to see a another live gameplay of Doors, and in general, just tell us if you enjoyed this. Anyway, we hope to bring enjoyment to your day, and yeah, so as I said before, the end of today's episode. Until next time, guys, I'm Maverick Boy, and Rex is not here. Bye, everyone!